Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Yes, good Sunday morning to you, and you're listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth, in the studio with me and this young lady. We've been trying to get together for quite some time now, and the time has finally arrived. In the studio with me, I have Miss Jan Taylor, better known as Taylor of Butterflies Win Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful.
And she also brought a vivacious young lady with us, Miss Thelma Scott, who is the founder and CEO of the Barbara Jordan Endeavors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. So welcome to Access Houston, ladies.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Taylor, we met at JJ on the mic, who does middays on 97.9 The Box and who actually used to host this show. She was having her Without Bruises segment. And that's when I first met you, and you approached me telling me about all of the great things that you have going on with your foundation. So tell the city about Butterflies Win and what it is.
Butterflies Win Foundation starts on the premise of domestic violence. And how I came about is, of course, it hit me out of nowhere. And being in that arena, I was placed there, I really believe that, to be able to see these kids from an eye that no one else could possibly see unless you're actually there. Whereas their moms literally leave home with what's on her back, herself as well as the kids, what's on their backs and what's on their feet. Usually that's how they leave, and they come to the shelters and they try to work through a program, transitional program, to try to flee the abuser and change their life. So Butterflies Win is about changing those kids' perspective, giving them a vision outside of the darkness that they can dream, and not just dream, actually vision life, and with skills, meaning I've teamed up with quite a few corporations to be able to give them a mentor program and to shadow careers that once they get to a point where they can get a scholarship, they are exposed and know what they want to be, not just sports. It's more drama, theater, culinary.
You kind of focus on the arts a little.
The arts, yes. Space, science. Things that kids from that poverty level, they don't get
they
it.
They don't get that opportunity.
No, all they know is and I'm not taking anything away from sports because I was in track for most of my life, but and had football surrounded me from having all brothers. I'm not taking anything away from the sports, but it's that time now that the kids, our kids, need to be exposed to those jobs that are like oil rig, those jobs that are at NASA that they don't know even exist. And that's where Butterflies Win come in.
Absolutely. What was the inspiration behind you wanting to start this foundation?
I was inspired by seeing them. Actually, I was there watching them, watching their mother fight daily to give them a better welfare, but they were lost in the displacement and in the shadow of all the transition. So I watched them sometimes reach out, wanting someone to tell them a story, get their minds away from where they are. Because right now, just think, they're displaced. They're usually fleeing and running from for their lives, so they don't have any contact with their family, their best friends. They've even changed schools. So Butterflies Win says, we'll come in and we'll expose them to something right during that time of that hard, tough transition. That's what inspired me, is actually seeing them myself. No one told me. I actually saw them.
You saw the need.
I saw the need. I saw a child that last night ran for his life. His mom, they showed up at the shelter, and this morning they're sitting at a table with probably 20-something people that they don't know. But you see them drawing. You see him or her putting blocks together, and you go, wow, that could be an architect in the making. Yeah. But if I don't expose him to that, he doesn't know that. He just thinks that's a toy. Yeah. Or he just thinks that's he's scribbling and drawing.
Yeah.
So that's what inspired me.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. How long has it been going on? How long have you been doing this?
I just started the foundation January. 2014, yes.
Wow. And so what have you seen has been the major need of these kids that you have come in contact with? Is there a particular, you know, situation that's going on in the family that you seem to see that is the common denominator with them? Mm-hmm. Or what is it that you see?
I would say you don't get to see that part because all of them come from something, so everyone is so different. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people put that label domestic violence is there, but when you get inside it, like I did, it has so many different, I would say, flavors.
Yeah.
It comes from so many different segments that there's no real, it's a big scope, and that's where we need the community to come together and blend butterflies. I want to blend them with the other children. That's, you know, I want them to, while they're going through this, they're pretty isolated. So in some way, we can blend them and they can get like a pal that they can reach out to and be accountable to that person or to that child as they go through this. And that's where BJ Endeavors comes in, is that those kids are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Butterflies Wins kids are disabled too in their own way, because mentally and emotionally, they're at a disability there.
Yeah.
And her kids are more physical, but they both have a big need. And it's like a silent community that don't get the exposure that it really, really needs. So that's the big scope of it.
That's what you see the most. Mm-hmm.
Is exposing them all to a lifestyle, a life itself, that the average person just looks at their disability and say, that's it. But in their heart and in their soul, they want to be like a CEO. They want to be at an office, at a desk,
yeah,
you know, manager. Mm-hmm. They want to be, I want them to see that the person behind the camera, the lights, the sound person, they're important too to that film, you know, that they've never heard of a chef. They just know people that work at the fast food restaurants. I want them to know that there's like real live chefs. There are real live people that have great executive jobs, you know, in jobs that we just don't get exposed to, especially in the oil field. Mm-hmm. And I'm teaming up with some corporations that are really want to be a part of mentoring them and allowing them to be a shadow.
And what has the response been for that? Are they interested?
Very, very. It's amazing how, well, just think of it. Who doesn't want to save a child?
Sure. They definitely need saving. Mrs. Thelma Scott, you are the CEO and founder of Barbara Jordan Endeavors. Let's talk about Barbara Jordan Endeavors and what you all offer.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, is that I'm honored to be here with my newfound partner, Ms. Taylor, which is an awesome foundation that really we work hand in hand with Barbara Jordan as collaborative partner. You can't do anything without a partner.
Sure.
So partnershiping with her, it's going to be awesome for what Barbara Jordan does. We work with kids with unique abilities. And I say that is because we discover that unique, because everyone has a unique ability. And we don't say disabled, we don't say disability, we say abilities. And that's what the kids have if they're given the opportunity. So through Barbara Jordan Endeavors, we give the kid an opportunity to be able to transition from high school to college, from college into a lifestyle that they never seen before. And through Butterflies Wins, that's what our goal is to do for the kids. And Barbara Jordan operate out of the high schools. We work with 10 different high schools, and our goal is to be in all high schools. We have our new chairman of our board, which is Rhonda Skilling Jones. So we are doing a different thing this year. We are helping our mentors, which is Butterflies Win would be our mentor. They would come in and work with, just say, the Honor Society, the ROTC. Those kids will mentor our kids on campus to make sure they're not bullied, and that gives them a self-worth. If someone is working along with them, they know, hey, I got somebody working along with me. And so with our kids, they don't qualify for a lot of scholarships. So Barbara Jordan provides the students with scholarships as well. We we provide services, and we all provide training, which workshops and resource for us for their parents. But the most important thing it is that our students are like put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. When we come in and honor them for the month, we might have a big award ceremony in December. We have one in May, and throughout the year, we honor them for just having the courage to make the A honor roll, the B honor roll, and the AB honor roll. That's on our STEM program. So these kids are just say, hey, I am honored just because I passed my grades, you know, just because I passed. Yeah. At the end of the year, these kids get a chance to walk across the stage with the 4.0 students. Without Barbara Jordan, they would never have that opportunity. And you think you're giving them $1 million and we only give them $500 scholarships. But they go on to be able to be great success. We've got so many success stories for our kids in the last 14 years. But I want to just say little bit about what Barbara Jordan has did for the last 14 years. This is our 14 years, and this is our first real fundraiser that we have on October 11th.
After 14 years?
14 years. We have operated. And people ask me, well, how do you do that? 14 years. It's because of the dedicated volunteers and all of my in-kind donation. The program is ran within the school. So I have HISD that provides me with a classroom.
Okay.
I have a Spring ISD to provide me with an office to work out of. So there wasn't a need to have a big classroom. All I needed to get a sponsor in May to sponsor scholarships. So that's how I have been able to survive. And I just want to mention this young lady's name. She is awesome. Vanessa Reed with Comerica Bank. She just really found out really what we do, and she's helped sponsoring in our walk for October 11th. She said, Miss Scott, she said, I didn't realize. She said, I'm just not finding out what you do. She said, you've been hiding over there on all those schools for the last 14 years. She's happy to. I say, it's because we my group is not looking for any kudos. Uh-huh. We're looking for to help the kids to be able to know that they can do anything anyone else can do if given an opportunity. So that's what we've been doing the last 14 years. We don't operate off of grant money. We operate off of dedicated volunteers and our in-kind donations. So this will be our first year to really write grants and to really come out of schools and create an office and really help some families and kids with disabilities. So I'm honored for Miss Vanessa Reed. She is awesome, and she just stepped out there and gave us a check, and she said, Miss Scott, we're going to be there every year. So I am honored to have Comerica Bank, one of our sponsors for this year.
Oh, well, that is absolutely incredible. And you're going to have an all diverse abilities walk, run, and roll. So save the date for October 11th, 2014, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon at the Diversity Health Resource Diversity Health Resource Fair is also that'll be going on, and it will be at Westfield High School, Spring ISD, 16713 Ella Boulevard. And of course, you know, we'll give you all of that information toward the end of the segment. I love the fact that you all continue to have that reinforcement of confidence and positivity, especially with, you know, the children with the abilities,
unique
abilities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm sure that is something that is very much needed. Mm-hmm. Is it ever a challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With dealing?
Yes, it's a lot of challenge because of most of our kids. We may have maybe one or two in a wheelchair, but our kids' disabilities are hidden. Mm-hmm. And the majority of our kids deal with mental illness.
Yeah.
And that is a challenge because a lot of people look at them and they say, well, it's nothing wrong with that child. But really, you can't make that call because she doesn't know. I had one of my students in 2012. She committed suicide, and she had been threatening for the whole year. But everybody just like swept it on the rug. You know, Miss Scott, she's just looking for your attention, but not always. You can't make that call.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when they say that they care about what they say, they're looking for love and they're looking for attention. They're looking for someone just believe in them, not on a VIP level, but on their level.
Sure.
So you see Butterfly Wynn and Barbara Jordan Devers, we on those levels that we can deal with them. A lot of things that they tell me at school, they will not tell the principal or the counselor.
Yeah.
They will come to Ms. Scott because they feel like that I'm on their level.
You know, Mrs. Scott, you said something that I was actually thinking about, because when in other markets that I've done radio, you know, I've gotten involved with some young kids. And when I was in Georgia, I would volunteer my time at the youth detention center. And that's where some of the young boys, you know, were locked up. And I found that a lot of them were really good kids, just wrong place, wrong time, and they weren't getting that love and attention, which is what you just mentioned. And I found that to be the common denominator with these kids. All they need is some attention and to know that they're loved. And that's the common denominator, period.
That's right.
So, you know, we have to we got to give our kids, you know, that opportunity because, you know, they'll end up going off and straying off and doing
what we do with Butterfly Wins and Barbara Jo Endeavors. We educate the entire child, and the entire family, because if you don't know about the family and you don't do the home visits, then you're not going to know how that child lives. So what we'll be doing, Butterfly Wynn and Barbara Jo Endeavors, we'll be visiting that a child's home to see how they live. We can better serve them if we know how they live. Because sometimes we may visit their home and we wonder why this child is not passing their grades. But guess what? We find out, guess what? Their mom and dads have a learning disability.
Right.
But they have hidden this for so long. But if you come in there and say, hey, I have a disability, and they look at me, they say, Miss Scott, you look like a pitch of hell. No, I look like a pitch of hell, but I go through a lot of things. So when you say that, then they can tell you. They say, well, I haven't been able to help all of my children because I have a learning disability, but I'm ashamed to say that to you. So people put you in a box, but guess what? Butterfly Wins about Jordan Dell, we're going to take them out of that box and make them feel like they're somebody.
Chime on in. Taylor, what do you want to say, darling?
I want to say, and just chime it into what she's saying, as regards to being a part of exposing them and changing their vision, just what she's what she mentioned here, being a family, teaching them what that family, I guess giving them a new perspective of family, and especially with the Butterflies Win kids, being that all they knew for such a long time is mom and dad fight, fight, sometimes kill, sometimes almost at that point. Now they get to see that life is different, because most of the time their moms are in a transition where she's back, she's in school, she's getting a scholarship, she has new transitional housing, and I've teamed up, same with Miss Scott here, with Ash DeVito of DeVito Family Films, and we're coming up with a film, and I want to try to get it ready where the Butterflies Wins kids are part of it, and we need to get really serious about bullying no more, because these kids, and that's where that's I don't know if that will string as the name, but that's where we're taking this thing, because when you look in these kids' lives, bullying is big.
It's big
number
thing.
One, and we think it's just with them. It started at home. When she says go into the home and she sees the learning disability, when I go back into the home and talk to the mom, I see bullying started
way before the kids and on the outside
and
started building
and mom and somebody.
Funny you mentioned that. I just had a group on last Sunday. This young lady out of, I believe, Lumpkin, Texas. Her name is Big Angie, and she has this Stop the Bullying campaign. And she came up with, it was about six young ladies. And they're a part of it. And, you know, we talked about bullying, and all of them had been bullied, and, you know, talked about how that made them feel. And and I told them, you know, not to let that bully stop you, because please believe that something is going on with them internally. That's why they're treating you that way. So I think a lot of the times, you know, we looked at the person as being bullied, but let's look at the bully themselves.
That's where I'm coming from. I need to,
because there's something going on with that person that's doing the bullying within themselves that makes them want to treat, you know, someone
else. Because a lot
like
of times that's what the film is going to be. It's the premise is to kind of teach them that that bully guy or that bully girl, if you get put them in a position with the person that they're bullying, most of the time they don't even really know why they bully that person. They have no idea. They just they don't put a face on it. They just, it's something about the chemistry, and they just, it just clicks. because it's behavior that they've learned and they just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's not just one little campaign. We all got to be a part of it. We all got to get to the core of these children and find a way to, even with that bully person, change his or her perspective. It gets back to that. If I expose him or her, because usually they're in a home where they're not getting attention, something is driving them to do what they do.
Yeah. It's the home life.
It starts at home. It's definitely
the home
life.
Everything starts at the house.
It starts at home.
Everything does.
You got to give them something else. And it's not just take them to the park and stuff. You got to get back to our parents, like library.
Yeah. And teaching them the difference between what is real and what is not. You know, a lot of times in, you know, in our community or just homes across the nation, the television and the radio, those are the things that are raising our kids. There's not enough parent involvement, especially, you know, with babies having babies and grandmama being, you know, 36, you know, and all of that. Yeah, it it definitely starts
at the
home.
You are exactly right. We got to get them back outside.
You see these reality shows and these people, they just go from zero to 100 over the simplest thing. And you have got to teach these kids, like, wait a minute, even though this says this is reality TV, this is not real.
And
no one
real.
Gets that upset over somebody spilling, you know, your juice out of the refrigerator. That's not real life.
And we don't want to teach them that. That's like the celebrity that you, I mean, true enough, it has its own premise, but we got to teach them more.
That this is entertainment.
It's entertainment. That's what it is. And you got to take it for what it is. And while Ms. Scott is providing the scholarship, Butterfly's Wind is saying, let's give them something to reach for, anchor them as a geologist. I mean, they give scholarships all over the place, but our kids don't get exposure to it because they don't know
the criteria.
It exists.
They have special criteria.
Yeah.
But our kids don't meet that criteria. So then that leaves them out.
Because they didn't get started. They weren't started. I'm talking about if you start an 8-year-old going into one of these geology companies and mentoring and shadowing, they get to find out, wow, I can do that. Or engineering, or any specialty oil and gas.
But we have to hold these schools responsible as well. I mean, not only the parent needs to be more involved, but I, from what I've found, these schools aren't preparing these children for that sort of higher education. Right. And then again, you know, it may not even be available to them and they don't know that
sometimes
they can do
it's
all of that.
Not available. And I'm saying this because I travel throughout the school district and I'm on campus a lot and I watch things going. Now, they can really do so much with the kids, keeping them focused on what they need to do. Remember, the kids are going through so many things. And I know on Thursday when I left campus, I was walking out the door at Westville and one of the students was sitting there. She was sitting there. She said, I'm just angry. I said, I won't call her name. I said, why are you angry? She said, because I have to go home. And she said, and I'm going to be mad because I want to fight. I said, well, why you want to fight? She said, because my mother's not home. She works them two jobs and she's never home with me. And I want her to be there with me sometime. I want us to have dinner together. And I want us to sit down and I want to tell her what's going on with me, but she's never there. But then I said, well, I said, can you tell me, Scott, why your mother's never home? She said, she has to work these two jobs. And she's explaining to me, but I don't understand. She said, because she has to provide for us. And I was explaining to her, I said, well, if your mother don't provide for you, how are you going to make it? She said, yes, that's why I'm mad. She said, if I saw my dad, I would jump on him because she said he's not in her life. So you see where the anger come from?
Sure.
And she said, I just be angry at school. And I just want to hit everybody. So that's bullying.
When you're holding
in.
That, then that tends to block you trying to learn something and to be greater because the issues at home are consuming you that you can't even focus on
school.
On your school.
That's
work.
What it is. And she said, I'm angry. She said, I'm angry all the time. And I don't want to do my class. I don't want to do nothing. She's because I'm just angry. She said, because my home life is so messed up. So you see, the kids that really do very well are the kids that have a perfect home life, a good home life.
Yeah.
And most of the homes that kids that I deal with, they very low, moderate income.
It's
so it's only the mom or either the dad or the grandmother. You know, they don't have two family homes. Yeah. So it's a challenge for my kids.
That's a huge problem in our community. That within itself. That,
it's
you
a
know,
challenge. It's a big challenge.
You know, the male isn't there. Oh, man. I want to thank you ladies for coming through. You all have, I can go on. We can talk about this
right.
for hours on end.
Exactly.
But we want to remind you of the Barbara Jordan Endeavors All Diverse Abilities Walk, Run, and Roll. Save the date for October 11th from 7 until noon. They're going to have a diversity health resource fair, and it'll be at Westfield High School in Spring ISD. That is 16713 Ella Boulevard in Houston. And you all are going to have some pretty great people there.
Five different school districts.
Man, if you need to register, just log on to alldiverseabilities.org. That's alldiverseabilities.
No, BarbaraJordanAmbassadors.org.
Oh, go ahead and tell them.
Okay. If you need to register, and we're asking everyone to register because we're having this event on a school, high school campus. We need to know who is on campus, and this is for the safety of our children. We're asking everybody who is attending, a vendor, a volunteer, please go online and register to BarbaraJordanAmbassadors.org. Please. Thank you so much.
BarbaraJordanAmbassadors.org to register. Taylor.
I just want to end by saying thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show, KG. And also, Butterflies Win is putting together a coat drive. And we did it last year before it even was a big thing. I just kind of did it from my own home. Okay. And now I want to make it something big where the community can come in and assist me with, we call it, Be Your Brother's Keeper.
Oh.
And it's a coat drive to bring the awareness of how, especially the winter is coming up, and these moms with their children, like I just said, leave home with just what they have on their backs. And when you are going through your closet with your kids and you're going to buy them new stuff for Christmas, don't get rid of that coat or sweater. Put it in a bag and send me an email, butterflieswinfoundation.com. And or butterflieswinfoundation@gmail.com. And we can set up a time to put this together, and you can meet me or come to a site. We don't have the venue set up yet, but in January we are working with a few vendors and corporations to try to see if we can put something together to have an actual site that you can come to. But until we get that together, please, if you, while you're putting your fall things together, let's remember that there's tons and tons of kids that still have to go on with their lives. So when they go to school that next day after the shelter, they kind of want to blend in. It's a hard thing to go and you're all put together. So when you have clothing like that, it's a major need at the shelter.
Absolutely. Thank you all for coming through.
Thank you.
You all are angels here on earth with the work that you're doing to help our young people. And I want to give you your flowers now while you're here. And thank you, man. You two will definitely be blessed big time for the work that you're doing in the community.
Yes. You will hear a lot more about Butterflies Win and BJ Endeavors.
Absolutely.
Again, thank you. Because you know, Barbara Jordan was a very, very powerful lady. And she spoke for people from all walks of life.
So absolutely.
And I just wanted to close with one thing. One of her quotes. And as a woman with a disability, I want to say her quote is that we have to remember, as human beings, we have to accept people who are different from ourselves.
Yes.
That's one of her quotes.
And on that note, you are listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.